With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Palestinian terrorist group Hamas says it fired 16 rockets from Lebanon into northern Israel, triggering Israeli airstrikes on the Lebanese side of the border. The exchange of fire came as Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah and its fighters attacked at least three Israeli military posts along the border. Tension has been on the rise on the Lebanon-Israel border. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says President Biden is doing poorly in critical swing states, according to new polls from the New York Times and Siena College.
They're scared. He's a terrible candidate for president, even though he is an incumbent president. His poll numbers are terrible. He's losing significantly in a matchup with former President Trump in five battleground states.
McDaniel was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, a surprise guilty plea in the case of an Illinois father whose son is accused of gunning down seven people at a 4th of July parade last year. Jackie Quinn has more.
Just as the trial was opening for Robert Cremo Jr., he pleaded guilty to seven misdemeanors linked to his sponsoring his son's application to buy a gun when Robert Cremo III was just 19 years old. Because a relative reportedly told police the younger Cremo had threatened to kill people, the father was given a reckless conduct count for each person killed at the Highland Park 4th of July parade last year. Gun control advocates are applauding the parent being held responsible for helping to arm his son. Cremo III has yet to go on trial for murder and attempted murder. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks are higher, the Dow up 13 points, the NASDAQ adding 17 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans pine for the 1950s.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as the horror of Hamas's October attacks remain fresh in our minds, Jews around the world will be remembering another historic violation this week. November 9th marks the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. It happened in Germany in 1938 when Nazis attacked Jews and their homes, businesses, and places of worship, arresting some 30,000 Jewish men. This is SRN News. Google trying to protect a lucrative piece of its internet empire.
The latest threat is unfolding in a San Francisco federal court. A 10-person jury will decide whether Google's digital payment processing system in the Play Store that distributes apps for phones running on its Android software has been illegally driving up prices for consumers and developers. Meanwhile, Google is still entangled in the biggest U.S. antitrust trial in a quarter century.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Offshore wind power company Ørsted, trying to get out of a $300 million guarantee it agreed to pay New Jersey in the event it failed to build its first wind farm off the state's coast. Last Tuesday, the Danish firm scrapped its Ocean Wind 1 and 2 projects in southern New Jersey, saying the projects were no longer financially feasible. It was not immediately clear what will happen next. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.